Hi there, you're listening to Western Tourist Radio, 96.5 FM in Kawarumup and 95.3 FM from Carradale. Stay tuned to hear from the late Di Cullen, a pioneer of this area who remembers back before the viticulture boom. But first, we're going to tell you about the attractions along a day trip of around 70 kilometres heading north from Margaret River up the Bustle Highway. To help you find your way, we suggest you pick up a copy of the Treasures of the Southwest Corner map. It costs just a dollar and is widely available. Just 10 kilometres up the road from Margaret River, you'll come across a pretty little town that is in fact the centre of the Northern Wine District, Kawarumup. Originally named after the Kawara parrot, but these days it's known as Cowtown to just as many. Kawarumup's first vines were planted 30 years ago at Vass Felix. Now there's wineries down nearly every little road, and in the town you'll find a wide range of unique local product, from soaps to 100% organic wines, sweets to gourmet foods. You can pick up a copy of the Treasures of the Southwest Corner map at the Utterly Divine Cafe in the centre of Kawarumup. It is just a dollar, and you'll find it a handy map to have.
Okay, now this is a very big state. It's very important that you have a map. I have a map. And there are two things to remember about a map. The first is that the unfolding of the map is a relatively easy task. Here we go. So here we have it. Easy enough. Open it out. Then, when you have read the map and you have discovered where you are, where you're going to, and where you've been, the difficult part is putting the map back together again. There are some people who can do it very neatly and easily and fold it back in the creases. There are others who will try to force the map. And this is what happens when you attempt to force a map. Let me just show you that. You can't. Help! Help! Don't do it! Use the creases! Don't.
Thanks to an active Lions Club and a community that really gets things done, Kawarumup boasts a useful pioneer park with playground and free electric barbecue. There's toilets there and also an aluminium can recycling depot, so you can empty out your car and your used drink cans will be much appreciated by this country town. Kawarumup also boasts an historic timber church. Interestingly, it was built in 1929 by group settlers and funded by just £100 that was raised in England and sent over. If you take this recommended day trip we've suggested, then continue north from Kawarumup for about 8 kilometres, then look for another old weatherboard church on the left and turn left into Metricup Road. Now, look out for the Metricup Bird Park. Set in a peaceful farm setting with barbecue facilities and refreshments available, the Metricup Bird Park lets you see and enjoy beautiful Australian native parrots up close in large walk-through aviaries. There is also a collection of historic farm machinery to admire. After a wander and perhaps an ice cream at the Metricup Bird Park, quality winemaking continues a little further up Metricup Road. Covering 120 hectares, Sandalford Winery is one of the largest vineyards around. Their beautiful country garden, surrounded by grapevines and natural bush, is yet another spectacular spot for a picnic. You're welcome to bring your family and friends to picnic and relax in this gorgeous location. There's free barbie facilities and a covered pergola. Sandalford wines are available in more than 35 countries across the world. And from the Rammed Earth cellar doors on Metricup Road, you can sample and purchase Sandalford's complete range of Estate Reserve and Element wines, as well as port, sandalera, some wine lovers' accessories and a variety of local artworks. Sandalford Winery is open from 10 till 5 every day except Good Friday and Christmas. On Anzac Day, the 25th of April, they're open in the afternoon only. Further details can be found online with links from our Western Tourist Radio website. And remember, you're welcome to bring your own picnic or barbie to Sandalford, mix that with a little quality wine and enjoy the view. Just past Sandalford's on Metricup Road, if you decide to take this drive, you'd come across Caves Road. Caves Road is one of the most memorable drives of this area.
turn left and you'll be travelling a very pretty trail past many of the region's older, more established wineries. Just a while down Caves Road, you'd see an information bay at an intersection to the Kawarumup Bay Road. This road will take you to Gracetown, one of my absolute favourite beaches, an amazingly beautiful Bay of Blue. The bay at Gracetown faces north, bringing shelter from the strong winds of summer and making it popular with holidaymakers and surfers. It's home to two important surf breaks, and old Kawarumup locals talk of the days when they'd trudge down sandy tracks to get from their farms to the Gracetown Bay, where they would camp out and catch the most amazing array of fish from the rocky shore. In those days, they say the abalone were as big as dinner plates. These days, the most fish taken at the bay are herring, but they can be caught in their numbers. Heading back from Gracetown now, in this suggested day trip, in around 5 minutes, you'll be back at Caves Road, where you left it. A few kilometres along, you'll see Ellensbrook Road to your right. And down there, you'll find the Ellensbrook Homestead, a National Trust historic place. Picturesquely set among the peppermint trees and sandy dunes, the property was founded in 1857 by pioneer settlers Alfred and Ellen Bussell. They raised three large families here, and generations of Bussells were then associated with the property for more than 100 years. Between 1899 and 1917, an Aboriginal mission was established on the property. It was then managed by several families until the late 70s, when it was donated to the National Trust. Major restoration works have since taken place. The grounds at Ellensbrook are now open every day, although the homestead, the cottage, is only open on weekends from 10 till 4. It's a wonderful spot for a picnic, equipped with toilets, and just a stroll away, there's Meekatharra Falls. Everyone that visits Meekatharra is moved. This is a song written by a direct descendant of the homestead's original family. Here's John Bussell with his song, Meekatharra.
Where the water falls
If you enjoyed that, John Bussell's CD, Songs of Southwest Australia, is available at the Busselton Jetty. You're tuned to Western Tourist Radio, and right now we're taking you through a day trip that could see you visiting Kawarama, Gracetown, and the historic Ellensbrook Homestead. As you leave the homestead now, and looking at your Treasures of the Southwest corner map will make this easy to understand. Remember, this program repeats, so you can catch any info you've missed next time around. So, you've left Ellensbrook Road, and you're back on Caves Road. Now, look out on your left for Sunflowers Farm. It's open from 9 till 5 every day, and there's loads of friendly animals to meet. When you come to Warcliffe Road, you're nearly done. You can turn left to return to Margaret River, completing your round trip of approximately 70 kilometres. Or if the day is still young and you're keen for more sightseeing, turn right and head to Preverley Park. It's an awesome view as you round the road that leads down to Preverley from atop the Lewin Naturalist Ridge. Right there is one of the biggest and nastiest of all our local surf breaks, the Bombing. In the distance are other breaks, and as you wander down towards the village, you can see the famous Surfers Point. It's here that the cream of international surfers meet once a year to take part in the Margaret River Masters Surfing Contest. Historically, a proving ground for world champions, including Mark Occhialupo, Tom Carroll, Kelly Slater and Tom Curran. Off to the right at Preverley is the River Mouth, where local surfers learn their skills. And only a short distance away from all this activity are several peaceful beaches, for those of us who prefer a more relaxing, less energetic kind of paddle. The biggest and most spectacular surf hits the coasts of the Cape to Cape region in winter and spring. However, summer and autumn aren't bad, also offering consistent swells. It's very rare to find the ocean flat for more than a few days, even in summer, and there's a wide variety of breaks offering varying difficulty and a number of small beach breaks that are perfect for inexperienced surfers and novices not used to the West Coast surf. Several surf schools exist in the area, so if you don't surf yet, breathe in some of that West Coast air and prepare to paddle out.
G'day, my name's John Dowse and I'm a fifth generation Lower Southwester. When I was a boy, not so long ago, geologically speaking, quite a few people down this way made their own wine. Now, well, just about every woman and a bull mastiff and every bloke and his budgie has a vineyard. But unless you've been living on Venus or Mars for the last decade, you'd have to admit that the Margaret River region is the planet's most prestigious viticultural district. You can turn down any road, or off any road, the next one, the one after, or the one before that, and find yourself in a very pleasant surround, met by very pleasant folk, and savour a very pleasant drop. See ya. Have a very pleasant stay. And please, if you are drinking, get someone who isn't to do the driving.